It is Mr. MMA Action, also known as Tomo.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the
Brocast. And this is actually episode number, let's have a think. Episode number eight. Episode number nine, because episode nine.
What are we up to?
Five, actually. I think it's five. No, because I was thinking of podcasts with that one guy, because I think you just got, you're up to episode eight. Our last episode was, it is number four.
So, wait a minute.
For those of you listening to the show, you can definitely see we're not really planning in terms of how many shows we actually do, and that shows how many other podcasts that we actually do as well.
Yeah, well, we do. I think it's the more we listen to, which is quite a bit. But yes, you can find me. I'm everybody's favourite Aborigine in AG, and you can find me on the Low Cut Crewcast, K's No C's. You could also find me on a podcast with that one guy. I have a Twitter to that, yes. And it's quite fun to be on there. And I've also got the, it's the broadcast that we're doing right now. You can also find us on Twitter. But I'm not really good at whoring.
Do you want me to do the whoring?
You whore.
I'll do the whoring.
I'm going to show some ankle.
So here's the whoring. So for those of you who are checking out the broadcast, you would have been listening to it right now either on SoundCloud or you're listening to it on Apple iTunes. You can check us out on our Twitter page, which is at the broadcast, T-H-E-B-R-O-K-A-S-T. Or you can check it out also on Instagram and our Facebook, either under the name The Brocast or The Brocast Podcast. As Alan was saying before, the podcast with that one guy, also on Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, and Instagram. And you can also find him on Twitter at a podcast one guy one. That is a podcast one guy one.
I love doing this because I hate saying my Twitter handle.
Because of the one.
Yeah, well, because it's just stupid.
Why did you have that?
Because it was the only one. It was so funny because I remember saying, like, how am I going to do this? And I tried to look for a podcast with that one guy.
Well, was that number one? Was that your choice? Is it there?
The only one that was left. It was like, and I looked around. There was no other one out of there. And plus, when I made this, I had a few drinks. And I didn't give a shit.
So you've got one and one. You got written as one, and you've also got the number one. So
a podcast with one guy.
One guy one.
One guy one.
Just search under a podcast with that one guy on Google and you'll find it. And then you've also got the podcast that I started last week, did an episode two today. I'm talking about the Ginger Beard Man Cast.
Ginger Beard.
Yes, at Ginger Beard Man Cast on Twitter, also on Instagram, also on iTunes as of yesterday, and been on SoundCloud since last Thursday.
Just listened to it a few hours ago.
Yes.
On the way home from work.
Yes, I recorded it about an hour ago.
Don't use soap. That's all I got from in that podcast was pretty much...
That should be a t-shirt. Yeah, don't use soap.
Yeah, boy.
I did this and I was pretty aggressive. I was pretty aggressive in saying that.
You were. It was like, are you using soap? And like...
You better not be.
I feel like he was talking to me. He was just like, are you using soap?
I don't think so.
Now put the fucking soap down.
Am I soaping my beard? I don't know if I am. I might be.
I know what I'm doing. I mean, I have a beard as well. We almost like the beard and broadcast.
Yes.
We always do here. But yeah, it's very much like how you said was like, are you using soap?
Because
if you're fucking using soap,
stop.
Fucking stop it. And then I was waiting for you to get angry at me. It was just like, reach through and go, stop it.
No, it was a good episode.
No soap for you.
I think the plan of that one is to do it every Thursday afternoon. And I've kind of planned out the next 5 weeks in terms of topics.
So you keep yourself planned. It was definitely with Mr. MMA and also
MMA Action.
Mr. MMA.
It's really hard to say though.
Action. That's how.
But it's like I got to learn to say the Mr. MMA Action podcast because if you say it quick, it's Mr. MMA Action. MMA Action. I don't say the other end.
Speaking like a 3-year-old, MMA Action.
But that comes out every Tuesday and every Friday.
So you get yourself planned because you said you do your ones on, was it
Tuesday? Tuesday nights and Friday nights. Yes,
Friday nights. And you've also got this other one.
So Ginger Beard on Thursday nights.
Yeah, which I just go, I've got about half an hour to myself. I might as well jump in the car. Where's my keys? Sometimes I even drive. Like the most recent one. Yeah, this is sad. This is fucking sad. This is. I went... Because I was meant to go and catch up with the boys to do the Low Cut Crew cast.
Yes.
K's No C's. Facebook, Twitter,
I was going to point it out to you there.
I was going to hoard that for you.
It's at low_cut with a K.
Yeah. There's no one in it.
No. No, one guy, one.
The letter one. No, the number.
You can check out Low Cut on SoundCloud, Apple iTunes, Twitter.
See, yeah, you.
Instagram?
Yeah, I got
Instagram. I think there's an Instagram. Yeah, so check them out. And Facebook as well, guys.
I do the Instagram, pretty much. But, yeah, so you get yourself planned, where I pretty much, the last time we were meant to do a low-cut crew podcast episode, I went and we cancelled at the last moment. We're like, nah, sorry, we can't record tonight, guys. And I'm like, oh, shit. I was really in one of those moods where
waiting.
I was waiting for that.
I'm sitting there on this. Bell goes, what are you doing? It's dinner time. I said, just wait.
Just wait.
But I was waiting for the episode.
The new episode's coming up, so I can sit here with my earphones and not listen to you guys and my family.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, it's pretty true, isn't it?
Would you shut up, everyone?
Julia just made a joke.
This is Daddy's time.
This is Dad's time.
Wipe your own bums. Get out of here.
Get the fuck out. Listen to me. Daddy's time. I'm listening to Uncle Julian.
I'm listening to three men talking.
To the men. And occasionally the homosexual jokes, especially of Damo's, you know, way.
Just a side thing before we continue. Going back through the last week, listening to the episodes, and there's so many little in-jokes for Damo possibly being that way inclined.
Yeah.
And he never really, disagrees with it.
Never denies it.
He kind of just goes along with it. Says yes, but doesn't say no, though.
Yeah, I take a pipe in the mouth. Sorry, what, Damo?
But it's one of the biggest things was when he said, you guys are talking about being, you know, nice and clean shaven, possibly down there.
Yeah.
And I think Damo's words were, if you want a dude to go down on you,
yeah,
nothing's better than what was it?
A nice clean.
Yeah, but and I'm like,
a nice clean plate.
Dude. I'm like, yeah. Why did he say dude, though?
I think he was just thinking that if you wanted a dude to go down on you, like, I think he was talking to our female audience.
Guy, though? I think he says guy.
I would imagine
we're going to go back and have a look. I think he says if you want a guy to go down on you.
Yeah, well, I would imagine if he would.
Let me find it. Let me
get my phone. Are you going to find it?
Yeah, I'm going to find it and play it on air because I have it here. Have it here.
Oh, God, you do. You actually have a time where it's.
Yes.
Good. Yep.
It's here.
So.
I'm going to find this.
Yeah, you're going to find it, are you?
It's on my phone here. He does say, I think he does say guy, though, not dude.
I think he just means a nice clean plate, like down there for our lady audience. Like, he would say, hey, girls, if you want a guy to eat your pussy, you know, just pretty much go shave your bush.
Where is it? Yeah. Let me find it now. I'm looking at all my stupid videos.
Stupid video.
I've got to go through all these stupid ones. Yeah.
It's probably a good thing no one else gets to see that but us. It's
some pretty bad ones.
There's some terrible ones you do.
They're funny though.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
You've been warned. This is the room that we sat in and I told you off. Just sort of saying, hey,
Dad. There's the hey, Dad ones there. Oh, I lost them. Damn it.
Did you delete them?
No. I'm going to have to play. Sorry, guys.
No, you're not, because this is live recording we're doing right now. This is going to be off the wing.
Must have been. Look at all the crap videos. It must have been a really old one. There it is.
All
right, let's play this out
nice
loud.
Right now,
you tell
mic.
Me.
Right to the mic.
Let's have a listen to what the Low Cut crew's up to today.
That voice sounds familiar.
Especially, like, if you want a dude to go down on you, clean plate is best.
It was dude.
The fuck?
It was dude, yeah, then. I thought it was guy.
No, just want a dude. I think he was just assuming that to the female audience out there.
So, you don't call women dudes, they do?
Well, dudettes. I mean, I do. But I mean, yeah, you know, dude has guns.
I'm all disheartened now. I actually thought
I was. I was really hoping Dane was gay. That's what it says. I was hoping Dane was.
But do you remember that story? You probably don't remember it. There was a story where OL crew from years ago. This is before we even had kids. Mm-hmm. We're out at a gathering up in I think it was Jules's beach house in Phillip Island, and you know, music's playing, people are chilling, having drinks, and then Damo turns to me and goes, with all everyone there. You know what, Tom? If I was ever gay, I would want to be with someone like you.
Whoa.
And it's like, everything just stopped. Everyone turns to Damo, and I went, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, you're fit, you take care of yourself, you look really good, and I reckon you're a hugger.
Looking out.
And it was just dead silent, and I went, oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
And he goes,
yeah. So you want to fuck later?
But back then,
you were skinny.
Yeah.
You were very skinny back then.
Yeah.
And so that's what sort of says to Damo's character. I'm sorry, but it sounds like we're really teasing Damo here. But fuck it. But it sounds like he's a bit of a twink chaser.
He possibly could be.
Yeah, right now, he'd be like, you're a bit hairy and you're a bit chubbier now.
You're going to cut that beard a bit?
Yeah, you're going to cut that beard off.
Robbie keeps telling me to cut my beard.
Who?
Robbie, in all the WhatsApp. Well, look, but Robbie's... Cut beard, mate.
Yeah, but no, he says, hey, cut your beard, mate.
Do you reckon he has an accent now?
No, he's...
Here it is. Wait, yeah, wait, now listen, everyone. Just listen for 1 sec.
Oh, hey, Dad. I was at the German one. Oh, awesome. I love this one.
You're a fucking clown.
And that's where it started, guys. That's the video.
Stupid haircut. That
was back in the 6th of... No, that's the 6th of November, but I think it was done back in September. Way
before that. September.
But that's when I sent it, though. Yeah. Oh,
hey, Dad.
That's fantastic.
Gym one? Hate that one. Hate it.
I love how in the low-cut crew you spoke about it in the last one.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was
you actually mentioned it, and it's like, should we mention it? Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I actually listened to that last night. I had nothing else bad to do.
We'll explain.
And it was just like, hey... What do you want to do? I don't know. Let's talk about, is that your one?
That's your one, I think. Yeah. I reckon.
Fucking pass it over.
He's got the cheesy crust, eh?
Cheesy crust, eh?
That sounds like a sickness. Oh, Thomas, you've actually picked up a little bit of a cheesy crust.
It sounds like something you get around your dick.
Ah, what do I do?
Well, here's an ointment.
What you have to do is...
You have to put it around the rim.
You're going to have to scrape it, all right?
Oh.
Now, we'll give you a little thing that you can use. Have you ever seen a bottle brush that you use to clean a bottle? It's one of those.
But it's... Okay.
But there's a little one for like the top of the teat of the bottle.
Yeah.
You're going to have to put that into the meat and just whisk it around. Yeah. Oh, righty-o.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Doc. Yeah, no problem. Yeah,
do you want us to show you how to do it? Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
We have Nurse Allison. It's her first day. She's just gone to show you. It's my first day. Yeah, well, it's okay. I understand. Just
all good.
Do you want me to do it? No, I have to do it. This is how I... All right, then I'll drop my pants. And then next minute...
Crust. What do we say? Cheesy crust. It does sound like it's a...
Yeah, infection. Well, you've really turned me off the pizza right now. No, not really at all.
Edit the crust side ending.
Yeah.
Eat the crust first.
So, last time, we did a bit of a tally thing on Twitter, didn't we?
Twitter poll.
Twitter poll. That sounds like something you get... That's like another thing you go to the doctor for. Oh, I sat down on a Twitter poll. It got stuck in me bum. Someone help.
I'm joking here.
I know, in those days,
we did a Twitter poll actually before our last episode.
Yeah, we did.
Because we did Fatherhood episode 4, and check it out on Apple, iTunes, and SoundCloud. We end up doing that the day before the poll closed. And the poll that we had, I think it was topics such as, I think it was Brotherhood Fights, and I think the winner ended up being the favourite video games, or childhood video games.
Childhood video games.
And I think it won by about one vote. We didn't get a lot of votes, but it was enough votes to get a winner. So I thought, what we'll do, we'll make that some of the conversation today. But we might open it. We might either be favourite childhood games or favourite video games.
Oh, we could start with childhood games. Let's go back. Let's go way back in time. Where, back in the day, back in the, what was it, early 90s, when you and I were very, very young, I remember Dad bringing home, I think it was a Christmas.
Yeah.
The old Sega Mega Drive.
Yeah.
The old Sega Mega Drive.
I think I know what you're about to say.
Yeah.
What game?
And, I think, because we played it quite a bit, you and I.
Yeah.
I was about to fuck it up and go, Ninja Gaiden. Like, fucking hated that game. Because I could never win.
Yeah.
Dad was the old Shinobi.
Shinobi.
Dad used to know how to play it, but I was like, I have no idea what to do. I keep dying. Why do I keep dying?
Just move, Al.
Just give it to you. Give it to you.
Move, Tomo.
Move, Tom.
But see, Dad would get right into it, though.
He knew what was going on. This
you remind me of the Simpson episode where the father builds that volcano. Can I touch it? I've been working too hard for you to stuff it up now. Go stand over there.
But it's got my name on it.
Over there. That's what it is, remind me, because Dad would get right into it. Mm. And I think, I remember two games. Alex the Kid, or Alex Kid, that was on Sega.
Was it Sega?
I don't think it was Mega Drive though.
Yeah, we got.
It was the Sega Master System. That was the first one.
Yeah.
And then, Altered Beast. Remember Altered Beast?
Yes. Rise when you're great.
Dad and I would play Altered Beast 2-player.
Mm.
And I used to love the Muscle Man. You know, you're normal size man, and then you become Muscle Man, and then you become an animal.
Yes.
And I remember, you used to be Skinny Hang Guy.
Skinny Guy.
Skinny guy, top guy, muscle guy.
Muscle.
There's a couple of little videos out where they make fun of the... What's it on? Evan's World.
A lot of homosexuality about that game. Yep.
Altered Beast. And I remember the amount of hours I would play with Dad and the one time we actually got to the last level.
Yes.
Because you would take on like the eye monster and stuff like that and you'd be a bear or a snake or whatever. And right at the last final boss, I died.
Mm.
And as I died, Dad did a front flip and kicked the bad guy and got the last shot. So technically, Dad finished the game. And I remember just crying, so upset.
Really?
The fact that I didn't win. We finished it, Tomo. It's all right. We're done now. You're all right. And I remember just crying. I remember saying to him, "Well, Dad, I wanted to do it. I wanted to do it." I was so upset. And he ended up turning it off. He waited for the credits and goes, "Well, that's it. Then I ain't going to play it no more with you then."
Really? And,
yep. Mm-hmm. I still remember it to this day.
I don't remember this.
Yep. It was him and I would have been one of our Saturday afternoon players. It was a long day.
Well, Mum and I.
And he turned it off.
Mum and I were outside having a tea party.
Making cakes or something. Muffins.
Poofter.
Yeah. So making muffins, eh?
Yeah. I want to play video games with my son. What's the other one? Bake cakes with his mum.
So, Mum, how much sugar?
How much sugar do I open? Flour? I put the whole bag in. It explains why you're fat. No. I'm not.
But no, Altered Beast. Yeah, Dad getting to the end. I just remember being so upset.
Wow.
Because I wanted to win. But good game, though. That was my favourite classic game. And also Columns. If you know Columns, yeah, it's the old gem-style version of Tetris. That was really good.
And where Bejeweled started. Yes. Those people who...
And then the main game, you probably all know, Sonic the Hedgehog. You know, we played that multiple times. That was
And then getting a collection of that Sonic 2, Sonic 3.
Sonic and Knuckles. Yeah.
They were some awesome games back in the
day. What's your games, then? What did you like?
It's childhood.
Yeah.
Well, I think you were just saying that it was Sonic.
Yeah.
And then I remember it was great because I remember when Uncle David, shout out to Uncle Dave, hope you're listening.
Hey, Uncle Dave.
I hope you're well. Remember when he got the Super Nintendo?
Yes.
Back in the day.
I used to think why he bought that. It must have been just for us then, so we could come over.
I think it was a great thing though, you know. We used to come over and they had the Mario Maker it's not Mario Maker, like the new one that's out today. It was basically...
I'm going to find out what that was called. I remember it, though. Yeah.
And
because you could paint and stuff like that.
Yeah, Mario Paint. There was that flying game that you had to whack hornets and bees.
Do you reckon it was SNES?
It was Super Mario. Yeah, I'm going to find it. What else did he... He also had a collection of games as well, too. I think that was only one, but we used to get them from the video store.
Yeah, it was called Mario Paint.
Mario Paint, yeah.
When did it come out?
Yeah.
1992.
92.
Yeah. So you would have been 8 years old. I would have been six.
You would have been six, yeah.
Mario Paint was like 92 on Nintendo on the Super SNES. It was packaged with the mouse pad.
Yes.
You know, where you paint the thing like
that? Yeah, I remember having it. That was one thing, though. Yeah, I remember that.
There's a mouse pad.
Yeah, that was
the old cartridge as well.
I remember that, yeah.
And that actually was my first time ever playing a Super Nintendo because none of my mates had them. All my mates had Segas.
We all had Sega Mega Drives or, you know, Sega Systems or something like that.
So I remember not knowing who this guy was, who this guy with the red hat was. No, we didn't know who he was.
This guy, Mario. And there was a great little music bit you could do in the game. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, when you make the music, yeah.
But then when I got a little bit older, that there was a little noise that it was meant to be a baby.
Yeah.
And if you remember what
yeah.
That sounded like a woman.
I love that.
No, of course you did. Yeah. I liked that bit. Yeah. Sounded like a lady having a good time.
I'm trying to find that, what it was called. Because it was like games inside games
game. Like we had like the fly swatting game, the Mario Paint, as it was called Mario Paint. And then you could get like your own little stencil where you could colour like Yoshi different colours. You could have everyone dressed differently. It was so cool to do. I found that game to be a lot of fun. It was an awesome game. It was a good game. But yeah, like you said...
I think he had Star Wars.
Yes,
I think he had Star Wars, Super Star Wars. And he arrived in Tatooine. And then he also had Justice League. Remember Justice League?
Justice League
Task Force. Because I used to have that on a ROM on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And he had something else. Power Rangers? He had the fighting, the stand-up, the Power Rangers movie. It was a Mortal Kombat style, Street Fighter style. 2-on-2 or 1-on-1. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So that when was that one, mate? I want to check that one out.
Jesus Christ, you're falling down the rabbit hole here.
So you got classic games, people. You wanted to hear about childhood games. We're giving you nostalgia, giving you classic games here.
Oh, this is annoying.
What was it called? Justice League Task Force.
Justice Task Force, not to be confused with the cartoon series. That was a good game too. I mean,
because look at the old box art. Here we go. 1995. Jeez. So I was 9 then when this game came out. And you used to be like Superman take on Batman. There was also Longhead Superman too, because it was all that around the same time as the Death of Superman storyline coming on in DC. I love that game. And they end up becoming a comic too.
That's right, it did.
So now we're gonna let's venture into kind of, so we're we're 8-9 year old there. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of go from 10 and up. So let's go 10 to 20.
All right, 10 to 20.
So 10 to 20. So how many years ago is that? So this would have been 1996 to 2006.
All right.
So let's think what would have come out.
Well, that was like the breakout of wrestling games, wasn't it?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
We were playing, what was it? What did you have for the 360? It was the...
Oh, see, I don't remember having the... I've had three 360s in my life.
Yeah, but...
Because two broke.
No, not 360, just
the
normal
Xbox. Oh, the 60... Oh, the... Xbox, the big... Oh, the original Xbox. Yeah. I actually still have mine.
Have you?
It works, yeah.
Holy shit.
The other day, I found it in the garage, and it still has all my music.
Jeez.
Like, all my old CDs, and you can't take them off, though.
Mm-mm.
Because I was trying to play... what game was I trying to play? I think it was Need for Speed Most Wanted. Mm. I was trying to play, and it wouldn't load up because the game was wrecked or something. But if we're thinking about... not, so let's think 1996 to 2006, you had Duke Nukem.
Yes.
Quake.
Yes.
Super Mario 64.
Yes.
Donkey Kong Country.
Yes.
You also had Crash Bandicoot.
Yes.
Pokemon Red and Blue.
Yes.
Die Hard Trilogy. That's the one that you could play on the arcade machine. So it wasn't McClane, but it was a guy that looked like McClane. Oh, but you could play... You used to look like Virtual Fighter.
Okay, never played.
You also had the first Resident Evil.
Holy shit.
The first Metal Slug.
Yes.
Sonic 3D Blast, which I don't even know.
No.
What's that one? No, no. So that's again... So now let's look... I think one thing I was talking about to Maddie before was Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Because Maddie really likes GTA San Andreas. And I said to him... Well, not San Andreas, I'm 5. I said, well, you can play it. Just don't shoot people. Just drive the cars around and just see what it's like. And then he goes, Tom, when did you first play GTA? And I said, well, the very first GTA game I played was GTA 1. And I played it on a school computer in year 7.
Yes.
There was a school computer that didn't have all the internet restrictions.
Yeah.
And I remember one of my mates saying, oh, Tom, look at this game. And it was that top-down approach where you're this little character that runs along the road. You can steal cars. You can shoot people. And that's the first time I saw it. Very first one.
Yeah. It was, I remember that. Then I also remember that that hit every computer.
Mm-hmm.
It was uploaded to every single computer around the school, or not around, in the library area.
So that came out in 97.
97, yeah.
So yeah. I would have been 11 years old. Mm-hmm. So I would have been, that's like, what, year 7? Year 7. I would have been grade 6, year 7 when I first played that GTA 1.
I remember hitting because I was in year 8 at the time, and I remember it was like, wow.
So that was GTA 1. I don't think I ever played GTA 2 because the next big thing I knew was GTA 3.
I think it was Vice City.
Oh, yeah.
We played Vice City, and then we got GTA 3, and then we went, what are we doing this for?
I don't think they were long apart, too.
They were about 2 years.
In terms of when they came out.
3 years.
Because I remember I actually ended up, we had both at the same time.
Yeah, we did.
So I don't know if they must have come out.
You got GTA 3 as a present.
So GTA 3 came out in 2001, and I got that for Christmas that year.
Mm.
And then GTA Vice City, that came out in... 2000 and doesn't have the year. Just wait one sec. 2002. So it was only a year later.
Yeah.
So that's why we would probably had both because we hadn't finished the third one yet.
Well, we finished Vice City and then you got the third one and then we're like...
Do you want to tell the story of how we got Vice City?
No, you
don't. Do you remember it?
No. No, I don't. You have to tell.
So, at that time, PlayStation 2 had just been released within the last year and a bit. Now, they were really expensive back then, the same way that a VR would be now, very cashed up money. When PS2 came out, our local video shop, known then as Video Easy, used to be known as Video 10,000 in Moorabbin.
Oh, yeah.
They ordered a special shipment of PlayStation 2s that you could borrow.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I remember Dad saying to me, he said, if you and Alan are good this week, I'll get you the PS2. We're like, what? Why are you going to get a PS2? They're sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Dad had actually gone and called them and booked it in like 3 weeks in advance because everyone was calling it, booking these PS2s.
Yep.
Then on a Friday night, so end of school, end of work for him, instead of coming home, he went to 7-Eleven and I went to that Video Easy. And as I see him in the driveway, I see him with this big silver case, briefcase in his hand.
Yeah.
And as he's walking, the sun shines on the case and I see the letters. The PS2. And I'm like, he's got it. Yep. He comes inside and he called us down. He said, don't touch it, don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
And it, so imagine a big, huge traveling suitcase, right? Yeah. With the locks on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad goes, pop, and opens it up. And then he opens it up and there it is. There's the cartridges. Oh, there's the actual console with the controllers, the old yellow and white and red cords. This is before HDMI.
Yeah.
And he says, all right, let's plug it up. And I don't remember the game he got. It must have been like V-Rally or something like that.
Some racing.
But it was just before Christmas time, which was around the time GTA Vice City came out.
Mm.
Now, that year, we actually opened that game up as one of our first presents. Because usually mum and dad would give us the main gift later.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was in our individual stockings.
Yeah.
And you opened it.
Yeah.
And I remember we went, what? Vice City? What? And we had no idea because I didn't even know it was out.
Mm.
Now, at that time, though, you think of the age, I wasn't the age to play the game.
Yeah.
Now, if that was 2002, that would have made me, I think I was 14 or 15 then.
15.
Well, you would have been 16, 17. 16.
And you had to be at least down here in Australia.
Yeah.
Game restrictions, drinking, and any stuff like that. Even, this is the sad thing, even about consensual sex, you have to be 16 or over.
Yeah.
Okay? So it's like, oh, you're 16 and I'm 16. Oh, we can bonk. Oh, and then when it comes to drinking, you still got to be over 18.
Yeah.
But you know, as long as you can have a drink, but it has to be a parent.
Yes. Or
a
well, and that's what I was saying because when I thought I can't play it, and Dad went upstairs.
Yeah.
Come on, Al. And I'm like, where are these two going? So Dad went upstairs with you, and then I could hear it. I could hear the intro. I could hear Tommy Vizzetti speaking. And I'm like, that's what's his name, Ray Lorotto from.
Yep.
Or the Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
And I'm like, can I come up? Not yet, Tomo.
Yeah. Because
I'm
like,
what?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Dad was just rolling me up. So I sneaked upstairs. And he goes, Tom, downstairs. And I'm like, what? Because he wanted me to play it, but he wanted to make sure what it was about first.
Mm.
And then I think when he did let me upstairs, you wouldn't give up the remote, though.
No.
Because this was our first time looking at a big, huge, free roam game.
Yeah.
Like we played number 3, but this was different than 3.
Yeah.
It was 80 setting. It was just, there was more to do. But I always remember Vice City that Christmas and not being able to play it. Because you hold the remote and I wasn't allowed to play because of my age.
I was a big fat brother back then.
But that was back, 2002. So that's 15 years ago.
15 years ago, man. Yeah.
So, what's another game? What else? What was the next stuff that's Vice City? San Andreas.
That was a good one. Excellent.
Do you remember the story of how I first played that? But you tell the story.
There's one concept of the game I loved. Because in any of the old GTA games, if you walked down the street and a cop passed you, you had a firearm in your hand, they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But when, San Andreas, because you're playing as a Negro character, a black dude walking through, if you even have anything remotely in your hand, especially if it's like, you can walk around with like the double-ended dildo that was found in the police station.
The pink one. Big
purple one.
Well,
if you were found with that, they didn't give you shit. But if you even had a gun in your hand, you were merely a shot and killed.
Yep. Good game.
Yeah, it was an excellent game. Just shot in the face and then, wasted. And then you just wake up.
And it floats or that. The camera coming down on
you. All that armor that you once had, it's gone.
Is that the one? Could you swim in that one?
That was the one game
you could swim. Yeah.
And that's why they gave so much shit because a black person can swim.
Oh, get
what
out.
The... No, really, they did.
Well, people did that.
Yeah, there was like...
That's racist. That's racist, people.
That's just racist over there.
That's racist. That's terrible.
They
can do anything they want to do.
Yeah, they can do.
With people.
Even one of the missions in that game, you had to learn how to get your lung capacity
to break into one of those missions.
So that's why it got so
And that's
much
been shit. Re-released, I think, too. It on has, PlayStation yeah. 4. So that when do you think that came out?
Let's say 2004.
Correct.
Yeah, 2004.
It seems like it's every October.
Yeah, that's where they're big.
Because October was October, and then this one, all October. So it must have been but we would have got it 2 months later at Christmas time.
Yeah.
But the very first time I played that or saw it, we played with it Orko's.
Yes.
Remember Orko had it?
Yeah.
This is back when Orko was living in Moorabbin, opposite the Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah, Pizza Hut.
And he was living there, and I remember I think he was the first one to get it, but I remember gathering around his TV.
He was the first one to get it.
Yeah, and it was all of us sitting together, and I remember it was like Jules and I going, just loving this game.
Yeah, you're licking it up.
I was like, can we have a turn? And Orko would just ignore us and just keep playing. It's like he invited us to see it, but wouldn't let us play it. It's my game, guys, and you can come let me play. Watch me play it. And it's like, oh, can we have a turn? By the time Jules got a turn, you and I had to go home or something because Mum picked us up. Yep. And I'm like, what did I even come over here for? Why did I even come to the house?
I didn't play because I was like, I was hanging out the back. Yeah,
but that's what I remember watching him play. And I was like, what the hell is this one? It was one of the very first missions he was doing when you have to go kill the older members of the gang inside the older crack house.
First mission of the game, steal a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that say?
Steal the bike, and then you got to run away. You got to just ride with Ryder and all those guys back to Grove Street, which is also in GTA 5 for those of you.
Yes.
If you've seen the Easter egg too, you actually see the characters. Have you seen that?
Who?
CJ? You can see CJ and all that.
Really? Really?
If you go back, if you finish GTA 5, that's fine. You can go back and relive the mission. There's a scene where you have to speed your car through one of the streets. You have to, if you follow the map and it says go right, if you go left, all right, what you actually see are three guys or four guys on the bike. What you're actually driving into is that scene from San Andreas.
Really?
Yeah. If you drive past and turn on slow motion, you can go past them. The guy looks nothing like CJ. But it's him, the jeans, the white singlet. You see Ryder with his hat on.
Yeah.
You see all the characters. So it's meant to be like what you're doing right now is happening the same time as San Andreas is happening. Which is why Grove Street's there, even though it looks different.
Yeah.
I'll find it out for you, but you can actually go back and check it out, people. If you've got GTA 5, you can actually go back and...
I've got GTA 5.
Go back and see Carl. Is it Carl?
Yeah, Carl Carlson. Yeah.
Where is it? GTA 5, Carl.
That was a fantastic...
Carl Johnson.
Carl Carlson. What did you
call him?
Carl Carson? CC. CJ.
Conrad.
What was it? Condor. Conrad Thompson.
Conrad Condor.
Conrad Condor.
GTA 5, here we go. Carl Johnson.
You're actually looking
at it. So you actually can find it. There you go, guys. Go on to gta.wiki.com and you can actually see where he appears in GTA 5. It doesn't look like anything like him, but... It's definitely him in that one. I don't know what mission it was, but you can definitely see that scene with Ryder.
Click the link as and we the just group. Told you.
There you go. Probably,
we're not going to do it because Tom's like, nah.
What would I
do that for?
No.
You do it yourself.
So that that then brought us to, what was it after San Andreas? That was number four, your favourite game.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's my least favourite game.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I would rather play, let me think, Chinatown. There's a Chinatown Wars.
Oh,
I'd rather play that
Jesus.
Than play number four. That Nothing goes. About four I like.
Really?
And I reckon it's Nico. That's why. I just don't like it. I can't understand him for starters.
Daddy's back, baby.
I just don't like it.
The people are, that part is one of my favorites because again, that guy on the boat and he goes,
"No,
what are you doing in there?" He goes, "Just leave him."
See, I probably haven't even got. I probably did one mission.
Really?
Yep. Nothing. It's one of my. It looks visually good, but I just couldn't.
The free roam in that is excellent.
No.
It's incredibly well done.
No.
And this was the. Could you do it? You could do that in GTA.
What's that?
San Andreas was to change the clothing.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when GTA 4 came out, I was playing Saints Row.
Yeah.
The alternative to GTA. So I was all Saints Row. You can edit everything.
Yeah.
You can edit your hair, your eyebrows, your lips, your body, everything.
The voice.
GTA. When I play GTA 4, I'm like, so you just have to look like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you can change his top. You can change his suit. I'm like... But is that it, though? You can't change anything else about him. So Saints Row had turned me off GTA 4.
Why is that? Because Saints Row was one of those games that where it's pretty much GTA on heroin,
yes,
ecstasy, and some type of bullshit testicle supplement you put up your ass. All right? That's how I see Saints Row were, because they were completely... They were, like, sped up. And you like free roam.
It's like, GTA does that, do they? GTA does that, do they? Oh, well, we're going to do this then.
They're just, you're going to do that? We're going to speed it up and just make it stupid and silly. Which, you know, that's how you make profit out of that.
So let's look at the years here. Yeah, so Grand Theft Auto 4 came out in 2008. Mm-hmm. Saints Row came out in 2006. So I was definitely more into that.
Yeah.
And that's when I had it on 360 as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you were right into GTA 4. I just couldn't get into it.
I absolutely love this game. It's so incredibly well done. The characters, especially being in like, you're acting as a Middle Eastern fella from a war-torn country. Like he talks about, there's one particular scene like, he says, I remember going to war and actually watching my cousins and my friend die in front of me. Mm. And it was like very civil, Soviet war style. Yeah, yeah. It was just very...
Well, it's set kind of modern.
I think it was
set 2008.
That's what it was. It was actually set, actually literally pulling pages after pages out of the newspapers. And that was cool. But another reason why I loved that game so much because it came with two expansions to it.
Ah, yes. I actually have that over there, actually.
Lost in the Damned, where you act as a bikie.
Yeah. That's the only thing I like about GTA 4
Was that one?
That's it.
And the one that was also one of my favourites as well, too, was The Ballad of Gay Tony. Yes. And people in the Middle East, when I told that to a few of my friends who are gay, they're like, hang on, does that mean you act as a gay guy? Yeah, they immediately felt like,
do you have the game here?
Yeah, do you have the game? And I remember, this was a friend of mine who actually said that.
What do you think, dress him up and what do you do?
Well, that was one of the questions, can you hook up with other guys? I'm like, no. This guy in the...
GTA,
in the,
man, it's not Saints Row.
Not Saints Row,
you can do that in Saints Row, too.
Yeah, you could be a transgender... Yes, you know,
and an alien.
A transgender alien with a big dick, for some reason. But in this one, people thought... Because of the Ballad of Gay Tony, you're immediately thinking, are you going to act as a queer character?
Well, I think of ballad meaning song, and Gay Tony's the name of a character. It's a song or something.
Gay Tony is a man who owns one of the most successful gay bars in all of Liberty City.
Yeah.
And
does he appear in number four, though? In the fourth... If he's an expansion, does he already appear in
the story? His name does. But, okay. He does. And so does Lewis, the man that you are portraying in the game.
Yeah.
He's a Hispanic man who did some time in jail, and then now he's out, and now he's looking to...
So the name Gay Tony isn't the main character?
No, Gay Tony. You're
playing him.
No, that's what people thought. People immediately think of Gay Tony.
Yeah,
it's like, playing as a gay guy, you're going to go around porking people. No, it's not like that.
You said pork twice in this episode. Yeah, I think you said bonk before, too.
Bonk and pork.
Bonk and pork.
It is time for Bonk and Pork. The new podcast by Alan. No,
actually, go and do it,
I'd rather
do it once a year. It sounds like once a year episode.
Sounds like a really dirty...
What would be your cover? You have a pig nose.
No, it sounds like something if I'm watching porn I'm here watching a 3-hour porno. I've seen this scene. Oh, this is boring.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what they're actually doing. Yeah. Oh, you see the sweat. Oh. You can count the granules on the sweat.
Yeah. Seven.
Keep going.
Yeah, yes. So anyway, that was it. And you actually play as Lewis, but he's Gay Tony's bodyguard. And he works at this club that Tony works at. And it's incredibly... And this game was the first game, this one here, where you were able to jump out of planes and
fly. Oh, okay.
And,
there you go.
And you could actually put on the vest and then jump out.
I actually want to play this tonight because I have it over
It is a really very clever game. Because
I
remember when
I didn't buy four, but I bought that one because it was cheap. It's cashy.
Get ready. It is kind of silly with some of the weapons that you do get, but it's great. But Lost in the Damned,
when you take as Johnny... I love that one. Finish it, though, but I played it.
Very gritty. Yeah. Very, very good.
That one looked more appealing to me when I saw this. Same here. Because when you load it, it's like, do you choose which side you want to go on? Yeah. I'm like, well, I'll go the bikey one because I like that.
That's the best way to play. The best way, if you're going to play GTA 4, you go through GTA 4 with Nico.
Yes.
Then go Lost in the Damned.
And then finish
with A Ballad of Gay Tony. I remember I played these games over and over.
I remember you had them. I think that might have been me.
I think that was
your... Or I ever bought it.
No, I think...
It might be yours.
I think I gave it to you. Yeah. It's incredibly well done. And then...
So when was that one out then? So you got 2008. So that would have been GTA 4.
Yeah.
So when did Ballad come out?
No, I think the expansion came about a year later or 2 years later.
Ballad of Gay Tony. That came out...
They all came out because they were...
Let's have a look. It would have been the same year, I hope.
No,
it even came out. Remember PlayStation Portable?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that little thing?
Mm-hmm.
They used to be able to play movies and DVDs on that with off little discs.
The little disc thing,
So that came out 2009.
Yeah, yeah.
On Xbox 360, and then 2010 on PlayStation.
I remember PC. Playing it on Xbox. It was incredibly well done. That stopped it. And then we had a few GTA games, but they went...
Yeah, there was more the PlayStation Portable and stuff like that.
Portable, I remember getting the Liberty City Stories.
Yeah, that one was good.
That was a great one. Then they had the one that only came out for DS, I think it was.
Yeah, what was that
one? It was the Asian one, where you played the first Asian dude.
Is that Chinatown Wars?
Chinatown Wars,
That's the one I've played. I've played that one. That one's good. Oh, you can get them on iPad.
Yeah, you can get pretty much all of them now on iPad.
So after GTA 4, Lost in the Damned, Chinatown Wars, then Ballad of Gay Tony.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and then there was a gap of 4 years before GTA 5 coming out.
One of the greatest games of all time.
That's 4 years old now.
Yeah.
And that's still going strong online now.
I love telling this story. It's one of my favourites. We went to the midnight launch. Demo.
Chernside Park, probably.
We all got together. We all met up down at Chernside Park. We're going down there. And we get into... Jules and I get into line. to get the special steel. I got the special steel case one. The
special edition. Yeah,
special edition. Mm. I got this probably seven months in advance when I got this game. But then also, shout out to Nathan, our brother.
Yep. He also featured on episode 3, which was the Triple Threat Rules one. That was a wrestling one, guys.
That was a wrestling one. And the only person you could hear in that one is Nathan. He's the only one you could hear.
That's how it sounded with us. Yeah, I listened to it the other day. I'm like, what the fuck? We only had one mic going then, people. Yeah, we should have brought the other
best mic in the whole car.
I tried to edit that, and that was the best I could do.
Yeah, there's not much you could do about
it. Only way I could do it was turn off, like try and turn down his volume or turn ours up. It just wouldn't work. It would not work.
Turn it down!
So sorry, guys, if you don't like that episode, listen to number 4, which is the fatherhood one. You'll like that
one. Yeah, just give it a miss. So, we were lining up. So Jules and I were lined up. And then I went over to, I love this, they put us in separate queues.
Why is that?
Because purely, one was for 360.
Yeah.
And the other one was for PS3. Okay. So it was like, get into line, the men will go over there, and the women will go over here, and the children will go over with the women. And I was going to say,
they actually went, they were German, and they were forcing women to stand over there.
Line up now!
Darling, I gotta say goodbye. Okay. I gotta say goodbye. Where are you going, Daddy? It's okay, mate. I'll see you soon.
Am I talking to Julian? I love you, Daddy. Uncle Daddy.
Julian, no.
No, I see you over there. I love you.
And then you bend the fence with your magnetic powers. That's an X-Men. Is that X-Men 1? Who does it? Magneto does that. There you go. And he turns the fence.
And he crushes it. Yeah, that's in X-Men First Class. That doesn't.
But what's the one where he's a kid? Didn't he bend it?
X-Men First Class. Yeah,
is that First Class or was the first movie?
No, he does end the First Class, and then they pick up in First Class where Eric's in the actual. Yeah. He goes, Eric, what does he say? Turn the coin.
Yeah.
And bend the coin. And as he bends, he tries to do it. I'm doing the hand. With the hand. The poor kid, and he goes,
teacher of the mind, eyes,
thy, dry, and then boom, the dude shoots his mother.
Yeah.
And he goes, what are we going to do then? Eric, there we go. And he goes, yeah! And he starts screaming. And the two German dudes are holding
I wish we had this on video so you can see Alan's face when he does the actions. Yeah.
And the two German dudes hold their helmets going, and everything starts smashing. And he goes, Eric, we have just opened your opportunity. What you can really do. I don't know why it was, but yes, they
separated. So what we're talking about is they were standing in line and they've separated Xbox and PlayStation.
Yeah. So
Julian.
No, who are you there with? Daddy, why are you over there?
Who are you there with? Just Julian and Damo.
Julian and Damo. Damo disappeared.
Because what was he buying it for?
Damo came along with us, but he's
not buying it though. I'll just stay in there.
No, he was going to buy it.
Yeah.
But he fucked off over to Kmart. Because he wasn't getting the exclusive stuff that we were getting.
Maybe it's a Kmart.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a bit cheaper.
Yeah, it was. There was
might grab a $4 singlet too.
Yeah. No, $4 singlet. Well, check it out. So he fucked off, and then we're in two different lines. And then I remember going up to the person, and they're going, I had the docket, and they've just gone, you're picking up two, are you?
Yes.
And Julian goes, Al? I go, yeah. Are you getting two? I go, yeah. I'm not sharing one with Nathan. The whole place, everyone in the actual, like,
could have just maybe spoke to you, but decided to shout.
I shouted back at him just to embarrass him. It didn't embarrass him. He found that hilarious. I bought two. So and he goes, I'm not sharing with Caitlin. That's a Simpson line.
See, if that's Bart's mud, not so proud.
Yeah,
that's when Bart steals Bone Storm.
Bone Storm, buy me Bone Storm or go to hell.
Good episode, that
very good. It's a learning one.
Don't see how that, just one quick thing. See how people like us can just tell you the episode.
Yeah.
That my son, who's 11 now, I can just give out Simpson quotes like that, and I can tell you the season and the episode.
That's awesome.
He goes, "How do you know that?" I said, "I've watched them so many times."
That was our youth.
It's like this data bank. The words you say, the words.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes through this catalogue and it just identifies it in my mind what the Simpson episode is.
Yeah, that was our youth.
That's what
up.
A real man is, women. Real men know Simpsons.
Yeah.
And they know the quotes. So.
That's why we got women in our lives.
That's all we have.
They're like, fuck. They knocked us up.
Yeah.
I'm stuck with them now. Fuck.
And now
I have to lay next to this motherfucker every night going, I know the Simpson quote! This is from episode 7. Season 23.
I said to Melissa on Valentine's, I choose you. And she goes, Alrighty-o. And I'm going, Ralph said that. Yeah. She goes,
it's a picture of a train.
She goes, who? I'm like,
one of my favourite ones.
Ralph in the, you know, Ralph in The Simpsons?
Ralph.
You know, when he gives a card to Lisa.
Lisa.
I haven't seen that one. And I'm like,
yeah.
So what do you mean?
Wait, what's wrong with you?
You haven't seen it. Close the door. We're putting them on. We're going to watch them all.
Give me your DVDs. But I'm tired.
Choose you.
My favourite one. Confused. My favourite one is similar to that, yes. But someone actually got Tobias.
Yes.
Tobias from the Simpsons episode where they go to Australia. Australian one. Yes. And it's him sitting there and it is, I'll root you. It's pretty much Tobias. Is, Tobias! $900, dude.
That's actually season 6 because we're going to buy them. Jesus Christ. Before. Season 6, episode about 10, I think.
Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, my brother, the Rain Man of Simpsons.
It is time. I said to Matty, I said, would you consider me a geek, with a man-child? He goes, oh, kind of. He goes, you're right into your MMA and stuff, but you're still kind of geeky, though.
Well, I'm pretty much, I am loud and proud. Yeah. That sounds even like, I'm loud and proud.
He loves you, though.
Oh, that's what I think. I think that's why I can reach.
He loves chatting to you about games and stuff like
that's
that.
That's right. It is. I am a man-child. I am not, I am a father. Yes. I do have a child. I mean, but that's why I think I'm like, I mean, my missus is beautiful. She says, no, that's fine.
Yeah, but I read this thing that they reckon that about superhero movies. Well, we'll come back to the GTA thing that we're talking about in a sec, but another side note. They were saying that because of all like the Marvel and the DC and all these movies, that it's becoming a trendy to be into that.
Yeah.
Where back when we were kids, oh, you like Batman, do you? Or you like Batman with Superman, eh?
Faggot.
But now everyone loves it. Everyone wants to go see the movies, where when we were younger, you were a geek if you like comics or you watched the movie. Yeah. But now everyone, it's a trend to go and see the Batman, the Suicide Squad, the Doctor Strangers. Everyone wants to see it. And I'm almost like, oh, okay, oh, so you beast to bag me. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're seeing the movie now, are you?
Yeah. Who's the faggot now? Yeah.
I don't say that word.
Your
orientation.
Who's the boinker? Who's the bum boinker now?
What was that one? Boinking.
Bum boinker.
Boinker. Bum. So you've said boink.
Pork.
Bonk. And pork.
It is time.
It is time. You gotta do that show. One hour.
No one wants to hear that.
Here we go.
It's up, all right. That thing.
It's in now.
It's in, all right. You can knock that thing over. That thing knocks stuff off the tables. What's that mean? Is that me?
That's his ukulele.
No.
Just clearing me throat.
Just clearing me throat. Nothing else. Don't make it weird. Anyway, can we get off this?
You're in line. You've just shot. So what was it?
Oh, yeah. I'm not getting one for Caitlin.
Getting two.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I got two and it was so funny. But then I remember that the highlight of that night, because yes, it was GTA. Yes. We all had our games, but it was watching a bunch of 12-year-olds. I mean, here we are, a bunch of 20-year-olds lining up.
We're going to come out. Let's work out how old you were.
Yeah, no.
Just really, really quickly, people. Please, so that came out in 2013. So that was 4 years ago. You're not 20. You'll be in your late 30s then.
No, hang on. I'm 32 now.
You've been 28.
I was... Fuck. That's even fucking...
You're 48.
Sad. Yeah. I was 48. You know, there were a bunch of dudes there. They were all the...
It was like a creepy pedophile face. Pedophile face.
Hashtag creepy pedophile face.
You get GTA.
You get GTA.
Do you want to know what the cheats are?
Yeah.
Leave me car.
There's prostitutions in it too.
I'll tell you the cheats. Show me your hands. I'll show you how to put the cheats in.
Yeah, yeah, right. They're soft. R1. They're soft like a lady.
L2. Push it. XX. Do it.
Faster. Circle. Do it.
So you were 28 when you got it. Why would there be 12-year-old kids there?
Because, again...
12-year-old kids playing GTA.
Yeah, they were youngsters. Like, this was one of the first R-rated games that was brought down here in Australia. And it still is today.
Yeah.
But
did you get asked for your ID?
Fuck no. Look at me.
How are you, mate?
There was all guys looking the same like me as me. Fat, portly gentlemen with hairy faces.
I'm getting two of them.
Oh, I might break the other one. I'm a hardcore gamer.
Why would you break it? I was excited.
Just so excited. But I remember getting the steel case one.
So what do you get in that? What do you get? Just the case.
In the steel case one, I remember getting. You had some clothes, different clothes for Trevor.
Here's your shirt.
Here's your shirt.
He's amazing.
Extra fat. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's too small.
It's too small. How am I meant to get Doritos after under the shirt? I also love.
So you got extra clothes for Trevor.
You got the clothes for Trevor. The car for Franklin. And I think it was something else for Michael.
Can you get that as an add-on now? I haven't even seen that.
Fuck no, I don't know. This is eons ago, like I said. But then you also got, like, a few things online that you could do with other people. You're multiplayer.
You get money. You probably got money.
Yeah, was
Shark
thing.
Card or something.
Shark card. You could get. You get all that stuff. And then it was playing that, but it was watching these 12-year-olds go,
here you go,
and they go, do you have any identification? And they're like,
can't
no,
remember
and
the counter.
And no, I don't. And he's like, well, you can't get the game.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get it. And like, and then you would watch it.
Where's the parent?
But, yes, that was what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Then some people were bringing their parents along. Like, Mum, can you get this game for me? And I loved it. Which one is it? GTA 3? It says it's for PS2. Is this the one? And then,
I can't hear you.
What?
You need
come
to
in
come
the store.
Here.
They won't let me in, Mum. What?
That sounds so much like hell, Mum.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you. You need to come to me.
Oh.
But luckily, our parents, we never had to worry about that.
No.
But it was so funny because he would go, and they would go, what do you want again? And then the mother yelling at the child going, what do you want? GTA 5. And he goes, all right, well. And then the person had under jurisdiction, we must tell you, this game is an R-rated game. What are you...
Oh.
You fucking little shit. This says it's R-18. Yeah, but you let me play Call of Duty. And I'm online going, getting called a noob and a fag all the time. And they allowed it. Like, fine. Yeah.
No.
12 years old. 12-year-olds all the way up with people going, here you go. And here's a bunch of 28-year-old guys.
Like, I would take Maddie with me to go and get it.
Mm.
But I wouldn't be going, here's your own version, buddy. Have fun.
Have fun. Have a good one. Mm. Yeah.
Now, you have sex yet with the prostitutes? You've done that
yet? You're a man.
Then you kill them after, take them to the woods and kill them. Yeah, and steal the money back.
That still was one of the most creepiest motherfucking things you've ever said.
Now.
Who doesn't?
My daughter's Trevor. Trevor's bald and has a beard, so.
One of those Jerry,
wears a black beanie, black sunglasses, black jacket, and black pants, and black shoes.
He is one of the most favourite characters in all of GTA.
That game is just, I don't know, I lose myself in that.
Yeah, you do.
Like the other day, I realised, there's a cheat for 5 minutes of invincibility.
Mm-hmm.
I realised that I had done the cheat, and I'm like, what time is it? I had done the cheat, I reckon, at least, 15, 16 times. So if you times that, that's 5 minutes times 16 times. I had been playing that game for nearly an hour and a half at, 10 o'clock at night.
Jesus.
And I thought, how many people did I kill? Now, there's a video I sent you guys on WhatsApp of me playing as Trevor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've shot too many people in this game.
Yeah.
But the game is too... It's so realistic. The way you shoot on... The body acts different every single shot. The knee to a foot to a hand. What? And then I thought, where are they going to go with it? Where's this game going to go now? What's GTA 6 going to be?
Who knows?
And then Maddie goes, it might be VR.
That would be
I said, but that's murder. That's almost like you physically are the eyes.
You're
running
through
people.
You're holding the gun.
You're shooting people.
You're holding an AK-47. You blow some person away. So that might be it.
Yeah.
But who knows? But yes, gaming. That's
a pretty big cover there, guys. You wanted childhood games. We gave you, 16 years of games.
16 years of gaming.
16 recent years and another 20 on
top. Well, it was pretty much, that was it. Young, during our lives, is gaming was a big thing.
And I don't think I've ever stopped gaming.
No.
I've always had a device. I remember I used to play your PS Portable, PlayStation Portable.
Mm-hmm.
We remember the old original Game Boy.
Mm.
The old brick Game Boy.
The brick,
you
drop it on your foot
and
you
would do
it. Yeah, I had the green one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let me transition to the Game Boy Color.
Color, yeah.
And then we had just the Game Boy. What was after Color? Advance.
Advance.
We used to have WWE Portrayal. It was an awesome game on that. Go get Portrayal, guys. It'd probably be expensive, though.
You can't get it anywhere now.
But one thing we didn't talk about, too, this is something that I think, talking about brothers, was something that you, me, Nathan Jacinta, Mario.
Mario Party. The game that will destroy families.
Yes.
You think Monopoly would destroy families?
Well, I reckon that's what our move was. Move was, let's play Monopoly, which would always end up in a fight. Because,
always does.
You know, you've got too many hotels, I've got no more money.
I
trade you this one? No, well, I win, and then table flip. And then we went over to Mario Party. But see, even Mario Party, remember how you could choose how many, I think, was it turns?
Yeah.
We would be stuck for 5 hours.
5 hours.
We would pause it, we'll go and have lunch, keep plumbing, go and have dinner.
That was a
four-player
game.
All night. You, me, Decentra, and Nathan.
That was a major four-player game. But then by the end of it, it's like, I'm going to take your stuff. Don't take my stuff. Don't take my stuff.
We'll nearly fight.
Yeah, like,
don't. If you take, don't, please, Alan, don't. Alan,
don't. Don't do it. Don't take my stuff.
And then it always used to come down to the thing. Remember where, say that it was a very close score. There was always that, it was like an achievement star at the end where they would just randomly choose who they thought played better.
Which was the fucking loser star.
Yeah,
That's how I saw it. It's like, you had a try.
Yep. But that, but yeah, that star, that was the one that always stuffed us up. Because if we were all equal, say you had six stars, I had six, and yeah, I had six, and I had two or something, that would be the decider.
Yeah.
And that's where I would go, oh, fuck this, I ain't playing it no more.
Yeah, I'm not playing anymore.
Whoever wins, I would just go, nah.
No.
And if I would win, oh, I loved it. I'll probably just stand up and pose or just do something.
You did.
I wouldn't say
I remember this. I remember you having to go, shut up, Tom.
But that would be nearly a whole fight in itself on a Saturday.
You'd be good. It's him.
That looks like what I would possibly do.
I remember this is theatre of the mind, people. Oh. Where you put your arms up like you're cheering, like.
But you're not saying smiling, nothing. Smiling. This big cheesy smile.
Fuck yeah, you wouldn't swear because we didn't swear back then. We swear, I think we started swearing when we got older, but it was just like. I physically wanted to punch him in the face sometimes. I was like, shut up!
I'm not saying anything now.
I'm not saying anything. Fucking king.
I'm just.
Fucking king, mate. Yeah, peasants. You guys are peasants. I'm a fucking king. Shut the hell up.
All right.
Yeah, you got nothing on me. Nothing on me, okay?
So that would have been because Mario Party, they're up to what? I reckon 100? How many Mario Party games are
up
in the right?
They're up to.
Let's have a look.
I think the most recent one.
Number ten came out in 2015, right? But yeah, I reckon we would have played it. So 1998, 64. We played it, I think, all the way up to 64, which we would have been Mario Party 1, 2, and 3. So that would have been 2000.
We went on
GameCube next. Yeah, it was all GameCube next.
Yeah, GameCube, the tiny disc.
And then Wii. Wii, Mario Party 8 was the first
the Wii
one.
Versions of it
the one well. That we would have played, though, would have been 1998, because I would have been 12.
Yeah.
You would have been 14.
Yeah.
So the twins would have been about 8 or something then.
Yeah.
So we would have played 1, 2, and 3, which would have been 1998 to 2000.
Yeah.
That would have been the one that we would have fought all the time on.
Yeah. My turn.
Now 7 games late.
Yeah! Right. King!
But that's, I always remember that being a family, that was a family game. It was always either the Monopoly board game, but video game was always Mario Party.
I remember
a few years ago with Damo. Because this was back when there was, it used to be called Games Heaven. Remember Games Heaven?
Yes.
It was an old game shop in Knox City, down where they've done all the new building there. And I remember Damo wanted to go, because this is back when Damo was going through this phase where he was going classic, trying to find classic games.
Yeah.
64 games.
Relics. He was looking for it.
SNES games and stuff like that. This is back when he was trying to build that arcade machine.
And
we end up going to Games Heaven, and we found a Mario Party, and it was $119.95.
You're shitting
me. That's how much money. $119.95 for Mario Party 1. So that's 98 when it came out. Yeah. That would have been, when we went to there, it would have been, 2003 or something like that. That was $119.95.
That's
and then Mario 64 was $128.95.
They didn't even sell for that much back in the day. Yeah. They were like 70 to 80 bucks.
But $129 for Mario 64 back in 2003... I don't know. It must have been because they're so vintage.
Yeah.
And Damo's like, I could get it. But I'm like, what are you?
But I probably won't eat for it. Yeah, he was thinking. Yeah.
Because I want to start collecting them. And I'm like, Damo, it's $120.
Yeah. I probably won't have to. I probably won't eat for 2 months, but, I'll have the game.
We'll go and have lunch and we'll come back. He didn't buy it, though.
No.
But I remember he was really thinking about buying it. Yeah. And I'm like, it's 2003. Why aren't we buying a PlayStation 2 game or something, or PS3 game or something? You want to buy this classic vintage game?
I need to have it.
But remember, he used to have a drawer full of games. He used to have all these SNES games. I think he sold a lot of them and stuff like that in the years. Yeah. And I think he regrets it too.
I would think. We still got old games.
But Mario Party was a real childhood one that we played.
Yeah, it was a good one. Yeah.
So, do you think we covered games, people?
You think?
Do you think we covered the history of games? Because this isn't live, you can't answer our question. We will do a live one day.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah. You can do it with a Periscope, hey?
Well,
Periscope, Facebook. You
could
do live.
Well, do that. Because you've got an Mr. MMA one coming up.
Yeah.
I've said I'm coming to that.
Yeah, Fight Companion.
A Fight Companion.
Episode 66, March 5. Everyone, Sunday.
Yep, definitely. Episode 27, season 38.
No. Well, the first Fight Companion was 10, episode 10.
Oh, Jesus.
The second one was episode 24. Third one was episode 38.
That was the longest one, wasn't it?
Wait. 10, 18, 24, 38. Because Jules featured on 38 and 18. Mm. You've been on all of them.
Yeah. Well, he was also on 38 as well.
The Fight Night Melbourne card.
Yeah.
Read it out, Al.
Yeah.
That is still the funniest thing. Point.
Point.
0 point.
Fuck you! I hope you everyone...
Yeah. You swear so much. I swear. Fuck at least 20 let... to 30 times.
No, I think I'm hours. More than that. Yeah.
There's one bit where you say it at least 4 times.
I remember, you would, you fucking weirdo.
You fucking idiot. Yeah, fuck you. You fucking idiot. Yeah. What?
Fuckity fuck, fuck, fuck.
You say it so much.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favourite fight companion. One of my favourite episodes, same guys. Here. If you haven't heard it, subscribe to that podcast and listen to episode 38.
I'm sorry for swearing so much in it. We are meant to be watching like UFC.
It's so funny.
And here we are just coming out with like, hey Dad, German one? No.
And now since you've heard it, guys, you did hear it. And if you want to hear more information about what that story is about, is that what the latest episode of Low Cut Crew explains where that comes from.
There's something about 2017.
Yes, that's a good episode, that one.
The 28.
So you don't do numbers no more, I think, too.
That's the plan, is that we're actually just going to go, okay, yep, new episode coming out, whenever. Okay.
So check them out, guys.
Yeah, check us out.
Apple iTunes, SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
So, are we done with games?
I think we are.
I think we are. All right. So, we've just eaten, so it's probably a good thing because we're going to go to a different place now. How are we going with time? Can you just see how long we're...
Time? Yeah. We're on exactly 1 hour.
Good.
Exactly.
Awesome. Excellent. Perfect timing. So, I said to suggest to Tom on the way here, as I was on my way to his place, I said, all right, let's look for a bit of an uncomfortable story. Something that would see that Tom will choose a story and I will choose a story and we'll see by the end of it who feels the most uncomfortable and which is where if people... wants us to continue to do this in the future, let us know. If you don't, just go, please don't. You know? No, thank you.
No.
Okay. I'd just like to give this as a fair warning to people. I hope you're not eating or drinking or anything at this moment because it will make you feel uncomfortable in the stomach. Okay? Well, this is my story alone. I believe... I have a bit of an iron gut. I work as a teacher's aide at a school, and I have to do a lot of personal care. So, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good with all the gross stuff. So, Tom.
Yes?
May I begin with my story?
I want to say yes, but I'm scared.
Are you?
Go on, just... No, yes.
I won't give you the name of the
title. I'm developing my story. I'm just getting it together now, what Alan's doing here.
Okay, here we go. I'm not really going to give you the gist of what the name of the actual title is.
Yeah.
But this is based on a true story. So I'm just going to read you the story. One of my best mates from Southend. Southend is in England.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is in England. Is a manager for a chain of pubs in central London.
Yep.
A few weeks ago, he was standing behind the bar and a guy came looking rather confused or concerned.
Yep.
Listen, mate. This is going to sound totally insane, but I'd just gone for a piss in the urinal, and I just swore I saw an eyeball looking up through the hole.
What?
Not just an eyeball, but an eyebrow as well. And the eye was looking around.
You got to do the accent.
Oh, you want to do the accent? I'll go back. listen, mate. Listen, mate. This is going to sound totally insane, but I just went for a piss in the urinal and I saw an eyeball looking around in the hole. Not just an eyeball, but an eyebrow as well. And not just an eye, and the eye was looking around. So I convinced the guy convinced me to let him to have a look to mind his ease. They both go to the toilets. This is the man who owns the chain of pubs, and the eye guy. What's that? What the fuck is that?
Yeah. This is creepy. This just sounds weird.
They go to the toilet and check the two at adjoining rooms. Yeah. You know, like the urinal doors. As they go through the first door, they discover the place is pretty much flooded in urine. Like, there's piss everywhere on the floors. Yeah. Like, this is like pretty much being back in the day going down to the Manhattan and it's about 3 o'clock in the morning or over at Daisy. It's like, it's piss floor.
Oh, shit, look out. Don't touch anything. Don't sit on nothing.
There's Sammy over there. He fell in the piss. Hey, go on, boys.
No, we're all...
Oh, I'm fucking fine. Get me a taxi. Right here. So, the pretty much was flooded in urine. My mate commented to the guy that obviously this is not unusual.
What?
Mate, what's going on here with all the piss? There's piss everywhere. What the fuck are we going to do? I don't know why he's Scottish. That's how I go. Things get stranger still when they get to the door to the second back room. Where the fire exit is, it should be unlocked. But it isn't. My friend got his keys and unlocked the door.
Yeah.
And as he began doing this, sorry, a frantic scuffle begins behind the door. Wait!
Someone's in here.
Don't!
Wait.
This would scare the shit out of me. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? And this guy, I don't know. Yeah. Are you on my side here? Like, are we going to open this door now? Like, who the fuck isn't he? Like, I would, me personally, like, fuck. Me personally, I've just gone, fuck you, bye, and then run out the door. I'll just run for my life. Like, just see ya. It's just crazy. Run. And there's a, okay, there is a, quickly, yeah, a frantic scuffle behind the door. As he attempts to push it open, the handle rips out, and his hand, and this dude comes out, charging out of the room, soaked from head to toe in piss.
What?
Okay. He charges both my friend and the customer, who are too shocked to react, out screaming, I didn't do anything!
What?
I'll do the accent. Oh. I didn't do anything! Okay. He just pushed through these guys. I didn't do anything! As he goes, by the time they regain their sense of reality, the guy had already made his escape, leaving through to the ashes of a scene to obscure a depravatory as he left in wake. Yeah. So there's pictures on here. I'll show you the pictures. So this is what happened. This is what the guy did. The plumbing for the urinal had been carefully removed and put from the side to the side, leaving a hole in a mantisori big enough for a head and shoulders to squeeze in.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Tissue paper had been laid on the exposed bricks works to provide a comfort head rest for what seems to be a lengthy session between piss on to be pissed on. So he had nicely, like, well, it's a Saturday night. I'm going to set up my tissues and off my tissue and then rest in his head right there. I'll put my hand on the mic. Ah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
This is dirty.
By men. This is not in the female toilets.
Just the male toilets.
This is the male toilets. In secret, this is all in secret. In a pub belonging to pretty much the biggest pub chain in Britain. Oh, did I mention the snorkel? The guy had a snorkel. He's like,
oh. So what was he?
Daddy.
No.
The police were called, forensics occurred, and the scene had no fingerprints could be found, owing to the copious amounts of wee on every single surface. And the name of that story was, Tom, The Man Finds Piss Dungeon in Pub.
That is bad.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to make my answer for a couple of drinks. Have fun. Kiss the kids.
Love you guys. Okay. No, he brings that. He's got a duffel bag. I would imagine he's got a duffel bag.
Lined up with everything in there.
Well, it's... hang on, what time is it now? All right. So the game's about to fade. There's half time coming up. Okay.
But it definitely shows you there's just different people.
Yeah, there's people. World. But one of my
not
friends...
Not just the standard... No, he doesn't get off on just watching something.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to just put a snorkel on. He must have been at the plumbing. He must be smart to know. Okay,
it's probably a plumbing.
Yeah, well, you're through this and cut that out there. And...
Yeah, but... I didn't do anything! And seriously.
But I feel bad because he would have been so embarrassed too. Like, he was
soaked.
He's probably never been caught before. Like, and then
what are you doing over there?
You just feel from, like, he's probably...
I love that you're going...
No, I feel bad. Like, this is my human services coming in. Like, I feel bad for this fella. Like, you know, maybe he had done this his entire life.
Something,
You know, maybe he...
this is when you bring it real down. This is when you...
Yeah. No, I feel for him. Like, is he still doing it? How old's the story? Is it
this story one? Came out in 2014.
So he's probably still going.
Yeah.
I wonder, two things. He's either stopped because he was ashamed and embarrassed, even though he's never been identified.
What are you doing when you're...
Or he continues doing it.
Yeah, he's out there. Pissed dungeon man.
So if you were in, where is it again? Where are we?
This was in London.
So if you're Central in London, London, what's the name of the pub? Yeah,
it doesn't give you the name of the pub. I don't think they can.
It could
because...
be, if you're in London, Robbie, it could be happening at your pub.
Yeah, mate, seriously.
Robbie, do you have a snorkel?
Yeah. Hashtag, you have a snorkel?
Robbie, do you have a snorkel? We're going to find out.
Yeah, I'll put
the... What's the title again?
Man finds piss dungeon in pub.
It's called a piss dungeon. Yeah, like it's dungeon. When you think of a dungeon, you think of this underneath cave and
well,
stuff like
seriously,
that.
I'll show you the pictures later.
So what do you... So he's... Yeah. I want to understand this. I want to understand, like, was he working alone? Did he have help doing this?
Okay, I'll show you the pictures. I'll show you the pictures. Here we go. I'll put this story up on our Facebook, and then I'll give it to you. You can
what
put it up
fuck?
On our Twitter. Yeah, look at this, yeah. This is dead
so
air.
So that's the tissues there. So yeah. That's where his head...
He used to rest his head, like, and his shoulders. Don't forget the shoulders, Tom.
So he was covered in urine?
Head to toe.
Oh, poor fella.
See, this is your humanitarian.
So Alan's laughing. I feel
no, fuck you. Don't you say Alan's laughing. You were laughing your ass off
five minutes ago. I feel for him, though.
Yeah, now you feel like bad about it. Yeah,
well, because my story, I feel bad for the guy, too.
All right,
do you want to hear my story?
Yeah, please. Okay.
This is going to be a new thing, guys. We'll call it The Wonderful World That We Live In.
Yeah.
And we'll do it each episode.
We're just trying to find a story that's...
So this is a story that came out, it was in 2015. So it was December a couple of years ago. This is something that I came across, I think it was just on probably Unilad or something like that on Facebook or on What Culture. And it blew my mind. I'm thinking, what? And like, you know, you see people wearing nappies and dressing up as kids and like to sleep in cribs. There's those things that exist out there where couples like to wear nappies and... You know, they're like,
baby's done a boom boom.
Yeah, and the partners change. I find them really weird. There's something wrong with your mental health if you're having to do that. Yeah. Now, this was one that I came across, and what the name of the story was, I've gone back to being a child. Okay? Husband and father of seven, aged 52, leaves his wife and kids to live as a transgender 6-year-old girl.
6-year-old?
Yeah.
But he's how old?
He's 52.
Fucking hell.
He's a father of seven.
Seven?
Okay, he's had seven children.
Okay.
And he decided that this isn't me. What I am is a girl, and I'm six. So what he's done is he's decided to leave his family, and I'll read you the actual article. So let's break it down.
Break it down.
So the name of the guy, it's a very hard name to pronounce. It's Sufunkny Yusholt. So it must be Swedish or something like that. 52, lived as Paul until she realized she was transgender at age 46 and was not accepted by her family. After two suicide attempts and a bout of homelessness, she found hope in the transgendered community in Toronto, Canada.
Oh.
She now resides with her adoptive mummy and daddy and spends her time playing with her dolls and the couple's young grandchildren.
Okay.
A Canadian man who was married with seven kids has left his family in order to fulfill his true identity as a 6-year-old girl. In an emotional video with gay news website The Daily Extra in collaboration with the Transgender Project, this man, number 50-year-old male, said she realized she was transgender rather than simply a crossdresser at age 46 and split from his wife Maria after she told her husband to stop being trans or leave. Okay?
Yep.
So now he lives with friends and also with her adoptive mum and dad, and she lives as a 6-year-old girl. So this is a bit of a photo here, Ellen, of her at Christmas time.
Let me see.
So she's got a dress on and her blonde wig. That's her at Christmas. So age 52 here.
It's a 52-year-old.
And then that's him with the wife. That's when he was with his wife at the time.
Oh, God.
Now, one thing I think for me, when I first came across this story was, you know, you get the initial shock of everything. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But then the mental health side kicks in. Like, what was this guy?
Yeah.
For, you know, 46 years to think he was a woman.
Just to come in. Well,
not just a woman.
Yeah. But that's the thing. That I mean, don't get me wrong. Okay, as I say this, I'll probably get some shit. But okay, I have nothing against gay people, nothing against transgender people and stuff like that. But transgender. I'm all up for gay rights and stuff like that. LBG for life, you know. I'll put my fist up with a rainbow over it. Doesn't mean... But when I see something like this, it was just like, mate, what the fuck happened to you? Does that mean something like... If he's reoccurring to become... How again?
He's gone back. He's 52.
He's 52,
and he's gone back to being six and a girl
and a young woman. Yeah, he wants to be a young girl.
So he'll be seven this year.
So his missus just like, how would you feel if you're the missus? You're like, what's wrong?
I kept thinking seven children. How old were those? Yeah. Well, you think 52-year-old male, he probably had those kids. Could have been his early 20s. So that kid could be 20.
Yeah.
When he's come out saying, "Oh, now I'm a girl now, and I'm transgender."
Yeah.
Now, the couple that have adopted him, I think they're in their early 20s. No, early 30s, and that's their daughter. Yeah. And he sees them as mummy and daddy.
Mummy, daddy.
Yeah.
Well,
I think I actually might have sent this to you guys on the WhatsApp, but no one commented when I sent it, though.
I think I remember seeing the title of it and going, no. I mean, it just like, looking at it, I'm still flabbergasted. I think you flabbergasted me. I mean, which is awesome. You know, I brought them along the piss dungeon, and you're like, well, man wants to be a little girl.
Huh?
What? So you look at it and you just go, hang on.
Because you see, you know, man wants to become a woman, woman becomes a man, but not man wants to become a little girl. And go back 48 years.
Wants to go back to a I'm a little girl again. Because they're Canadian,
I watched the video too. When they interview.
There's a video.
He does a voice and things. He speaks. He actually acts like a girl.
He's my name is... Are you serious?
Sits with his legs crossed with his family and plays with the dolls and stuff. So I don't... In my mind, it's like, is this an act, though? Are you really acting this out?
This sounds like real Norman Bache.
Yeah. Or are you really in your mental health? Were you really a girl this whole time, just in a body of a man?
Well, that's what you do. When you find the biggest thing that happened last year, like, Caitlyn Jenner's courageous. Yes. You know, if you don't believe in Caitlyn Jenner, you're not courageous. Then, give a fuck. Good on
you. No, I didn't even. I was like, okay. Yeah. And I've seen many different sites. All right.
I don't really blame you. You were married to... You were part of the Kardashian family. I would have chopped my dick off as well and jumped in the river.
Well, he was just a background character. He was always the brunt of all the jokes or doing nothing.
Now it's just like, he's one of us now.
But there was a question that people were saying. It's like, maybe we keep that for another episode. There'll be another topic. I'll bring that one back up later. But that there, that was a story that I came across. I might have been in December when I first saw that, but I've always remembered that one where...
Yeah.
Even the headline, you know, man leaves family of seven...
To become a six-year-old girl.
In capitals, six-year-old girl.
And here I bring to the table, man finds piss dungeon in pub.
I didn't do anything wrong. There's the inaugural episode, on inaugural edition of the wonderful world that we live in. So Alan and I will... next month, we will find another story.
Yeah.
And we will bring that to you for laughter and also deep thinks.
Yeah, deep thoughts,
If you're choosing to listen to this podcast, either on your train or bus or even on a long road trip, maybe you're playing with the whole family in the car.
Don't play with the family,
maybe
please.
This is a conversation topic.
No, it isn't.
You could turn to your wife and ask, do you want to be a little boy? Or you might turn to your wife and go, you know, Dale, I actually think I'm a four-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And this podcast might realize that.
We're screwed if that happens. Or if someone goes, what are you guys doing tonight? Oh, I can't come out tonight, guys. I've got to go down to Daisy's.
But imagine, he might have already had a network of mates and stuff like that. So just imagine one day.
Yeah.
Hey, Mel, is Tom coming out tonight?
Yeah. We're meant to do a podcast.
No,
he's...
Where is he?
He
ended up leaving the other day. He reckons he's six.
He reckons he's a 66-year-old man. 66. What's the problem with being 66? Yeah, he also likes to be pissed on or wearing a dress. That's pretty normal for Tom.
Rightio.
So when are we podcasting next?
I'll ask him.
get him on the FaceTime. I can't talk right now.
That one's just weird. That pub one's just weird. Makes me just go, whoa.
See, that made you feel uncomfortable. Sorry, I'm sorry to say that story. Your story sort of mind fucked me. Okay? And not in a good mind fuck. I'm like,
You know what? Maybe I'm actually am a girl. Yeah, no one's thinking now. Maybe.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking about being a girl. I'm thinking about going to the pub tonight. Yeah. Get some tissue paper and have some fun.
Maybe get the party started. Forgot my snorkel.
Oh, fuck!
Where's me fucking snorkel?
Hey, bub, can you bring snorkel to the pub?
Big night plan.
LOL.
I love you. Lol. Just bring the snorkel. Lol.
Just be out the front. Don't ask questions.
Don't ask any questions.
Just give me the snorkel.
What's wrong with you? Huh?
What? Nah, just water. Just put some water on myself.
Just put some water. It's really sweaty in there. Someone lit a fire alarm. You stink terrible.
I reckon we have to end this. We have to end this now. I'm going to end it on a high note. So, guys, this has been episode number 5. Of the, I think it's 5.
5 or 6.
Of the Brocast. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast. That's TheBrocast. You can also check us out on the Instagram at The Brocast. Also, download all previous episodes on SoundCloud and Apple iTunes. And also check us out on our Facebook page. We're very quick with the responses if you want to give us a message on Facebook or Twitter.
Yes.
And if you would like your podcast mentioned on our show, we're happy to promote you as well and also retweet any post that you would like us to. All we ask is that you do the same for us when we do that for you.
Look. You can fuck us, but you gotta fuck us back. Huh? You gotta make us come.
Oh, don't.
With the snorkel on.
I can't hear a snorkel. I can't breathe here.
I can't breathe here. You're wearing it upside down. Oh, shit.
You wanna say anything?
Yes.
Is that enough?
It's time that Tom needs a shower. A golden one.
Dirty.
I feel dirty. Yes. You can find me at the podcast with that one guy. What's my Twitter handle again, Tom?
It's a podcast one guy one. Hold on. It's at a podcast one, as in O-N-E, guy, then the number one.
Don't do
one and then one, as in the number one. It's one. Normal one word, then one. Podcast one guy one.
Yes.
On Twitter. Right.
Find me on there. I also do the other one. It's the Low Cut Crew Cast Case, No C's, alongside with Damon. Jules, Tom, poor Tom.
Yuck. Yuck. It's in me. You can check them out. They're also on. Don't.
Why is me ginger beard? Why is it so ginger?
Don't.
Into the pub with
yuck.
Us. Someone went wee-wees in it.
And download the newest episode of the Ginger Beard Man Cast, dropped today.
What type of lotion do you use in your beard?
Stop using soap.
Stop. You fucking.
Using soap, mate.
Look at that asshole over there using soap.
You know, you need to moisturise, mate. Your skin's a bit dry, mate.
You need to use the moisturiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go to that beard oil company that I prompt on their show. I'm going to go check them out
this week. Next time I'm over, if you do a beard cast on, because I use a beard person, I'd like to promote them as well.
There we go. You can come to the place and we'll visit them.
We'll go and visit.
Hello. You remember me? I'm on the show. I mentioned your name.
I know. I brought my snorkel along.
You like my beard?
You like my beard too?
My beard.
We have beards.
Fucking hell. All right.
Thanks everyone for listening.
See you next time, guys. See you later.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's sick.
Oh.
And he's also doing the victory pose when he wins in Mario.
Also Magneto.
God's sake.
In the face.